listening to WCNO Palm City.
God got my attention. And that's what started. And then the seminary was something later on. I was fighting that. I thought, I don't have the time for seminary. I've got this firm. I got the bank. And for 6 months, I kept getting this in my spirit. And I thought, God, this is truly Satan just trying to play games with me. But then I went ahead and I enrolled in Liberty. And the first week I had this, they call it a thread. It's an essay that I had to submit. And at the same time, my wife's not where I'm at spiritually. You know, she's with the kids. They're not going to church. She's not going to church. They're very secular at this point. So I go to submit this thread, and all of a sudden, I don't know how I delete it on the computer because I'm not the best person on a computer. I got upset. I stood up, opened up my office door, and I looked at Donna. I said, see this? I told you this was stupid. This wasn't God. And these words came out of her mouth. She said, God wouldn't put on your heart what he wouldn't have you finish. I thought, whoa, this is not my Donna would never have been able to say this. I went back, I sat in my office, and I just wept because I knew then that this was from God. And for 3 years, I had no life. I was just study, research papers, read books for 3 years. And at that time, Jim was mentoring me, and he was telling me, oh, that's a waste of time. You know, he says, you know, when you get in the real world, you know, it'll be different. But it was important because it gave me credibility to other pastors that I just wasn't a CPA, but that I had gone through a reputable university seminary to learn and to study. And so, not to mention, it's given me a strong foundation in my faith. And so it was God's will. And I don't know how I did it, but I do know how I did it. It was God. God equips you to do things that you never thought you could do. You know, and he does it with every one of us. And people need to understand that no matter what difficulty you're facing, if you turn it over to God, God will get you through whatever obstacle it is. I don't care if it's your business is failing, it's financial problems, it's a problem with your spouse or your child, but God will lead you through it. It may not be as quick as you want, but he will do it. We serve a faithful God.
Well, I think I'm very impressed with the fact that this Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. So now, are you still practicing? Are you still a practicing CPA, or have you gone into the?
I'm in a world called emeritus. I don't know what emeritus means, but I'm a partner emeritus. So the paycheck is zero as a partner emeritus, but I still help out the firm. I still, when I have a chance to bring clients to the firm, I still do that because it's a good firm and the people are very good. So.
Well, actually, I remember there was a friend of mine. He was an attorney at law. He got born again in his late 30s. And he said he became a multimillionaire. And he said something in the scriptures where it says, when God can trust you with unrighteous mammon, then he will trust you with righteous mammon, meaning when you can show yourself in alignment with money, and how you handle money and how you execute your business, then he knows you can trust you with real wealth, and that wealth are, of course, the souls of others. Does this ring true to you?
It rings true in many ways. Is that, you know, where, you know, as I'm fond of saying, I grew up in the streets. I lost my dad as a kid, and I went through some rough time. But so my drive was money, okay, which, for all intents and purposes, money is the most worshipped God in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Over any other, money is the God that is worshipped. But God changes that focus on you. He changes your heart because your heart now becomes aligned with God. So he'll bless you, but he knows, as you just said, you're a good steward. He's given the parable of, you know, the one, the two, and the five coins, what they did with it while the man went away. But the point is that he wants you to be a good steward so that the blessings that he's given you, you will direct it to where he wants it to go, because he's only going to entrust certain people to do that. You know, Mother Teresa was not given the blessing of unbelievable financial wealth, but she had the wealth of helping other people. So you know,
sure,
God has a way of taking those that we look down upon and making them leaders, and taking leaders and bringing them down to fools. So,
well, he says he has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound those that are wise in their own eyes. And Mother Teresa, of course, there was a wealthy man that came to her and said, "What do you want?" She says, "I don't want your money. I want you."
There you go. Speaking as a woman of God, I mean, it's just these are people that make a difference, and it's love. And it's hard to find any person who is like that that has enemies. And if they do have enemies, I would want to be around that person. So going back to the beginning of the podcast, love. Love, as you said, is amazing. And to me, I'll go along with that in terms of the results that it produces. Because agape, that's the love of Christ, not love like we see in the movies or anything else, but the agape, the Greek word agape, love that we display to others can really draw people out of the bottom of the well sometimes and bring them and lift them up to where they now realize the God they serve. And they now know that you weren't asking for their money. You were trying to save their life, their eternal life. And that's what it's all about. We're to save lives.
We're first responders. Said that, you and I don't know each other, but you said you lost your father young. The day before, my father was an attorney at law, graduated Syracuse. But the day before my fifth birthday, he was killed in a car accident. And, you know, people don't realize, those of us who have lost our fathers young, there's a missing element for the entirety of our lives. I look at people and I go, oh, that's why they have that confidence. They were brought up. They have they have a concrete footing of reliability, trustworthiness, and love. And when you don't have a father, you don't get that. But I will say, on behalf of the Lord, he said he is the father to the orphan. And I want you to know, this is a true story. I was in upstate New York and went through a breakup with a girl. It was devastating for me. And in Schenectady, New York, and we were in a circle praying. Actually, we were at Barry Feinstein's home. He was a Jew that became a believer in Jesus, then became a messianic pastor, he and his wife. But anyway, so I was really down. It's one of the lowest points of my life. And we were in a circle praying, about six of us, and this one man put his hand on my shoulder. And he said to me, I was not in the radio business at the time. I did have an advertising firm, but I was not in the radio business. And he said that the Lord told me that you're going to move from New York State. You're going to move out of New York State. And he said, and you're going to go somewhere outside of Orlando. Very specific. And he said, you're going to have a radio show. So I totally forgot what he said. And I went along. Gerald Durstein flew me into St. at his Christian Retreat Center in Bradenton, Florida. And then I'd already gone to Africa. And after Africa, this other lady, a Catholic lady, the mother of nine, invited me to go with her husband, children, to go to Haiti to feed the hungry. And when we got back to the United States, they brought me over to they brought me from Sarasota over to Vero Beach. And that's how I got introduced to Vero Beach. And a year later, I stopped in again. And one thing led to another. Now I've been on the radio 28 years.
Praise God.
Now, which is amazing. And I know, and I just wanted to explain to others that maybe didn't get such a clear calling of God. Well, remember, I paid a big, big, big price to have God be my father. He says he's the father to the orphan. And he's very blatant with me, but that's because God is not a man that he should lie. So he steps in if you've lost your dad or your mom or both, and he says that he is the father to the orphan. I have a friend of mine that's up on the beach. He's a billionaire, and he only has an eighth grade education, and he was orphaned, and God was his father. He lived at the YMCA as a kid, and ended up buying, well, it doesn't really matter what he did. But anyway, he said, he joked to me recently. He said, you know, imagine if I'd gone to ninth grade, what I could have done. But anyway, the point being that the God is the father to the orphan. And you were, how old were you when your dad died, Pastor Chris Vogel?
Well, we were out the first day of deer season. I had just turned 15. And I was excited. I thought, I didn't know for certain that I killed a deer, so I needed help. So I started going back and looking, and I saw what I thought was a deer. Then I realized it was a man. Then, as I got closer, I saw this red leather cap that only my father had. He didn't want to be mistaken. And when I got to him, his face was completely blue. He had died of a massive heart attack. And I just became a very angry person. I just couldn't handle it. I was getting in fights, getting thrown out of school. I put my mom through a very difficult time.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's been times where, you know, you wonder why God does what he does. I don't know. In the end, he's God. And, oh, I know there is a God, and I know I'm not him. I don't know why he does what he does, but...
Well, I'm just happy, like, people such as yourself and Jonathan McClain can get onto the airways and allow people to hear what God has done in the lives of people and also spread the gospel as they do on WCNO, I know, with the different programs they have in the morning and then early evening. But it's a whole new life for me. I listen to Christian music. I still like my hard rock once in a while. I mean, I can't. If you play Led Zeppelin, I'm probably going to listen to it. But for the most part, I still like my Christian music, and that's my life has been completely transformed by the Holy Spirit.
Want a whole lot of love? Yep. Well, you know, it's a funny thing. As you get older, I remember when I was younger, I was in Albany, New York, and Led Zeppelin was going to play at this place on Central Avenue. And at that time I had no appetite for rock music. And I didn't go to see them. Now that I'm an older guy, I would love to see them. But I will tell you this, I did do this though. I did go to Woodstock. And wow. And that's another situation. I don't know that I didn't know the Lord back then, but I didn't like concerts, as I told you. And my older brother was 19 or 20. I was 19, and I was 15. And it was the summer of Woodstock, 1969. And I didn't go to concerts. I didn't like concerts. I didn't like big crowds of people or anything. I said to my brother, though, I always was intuitive. I said, we have to go to this. I said, I don't know why, but I know this is going to be something much more than a concert.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.